Welcome back to Inspiring Parents and Kids. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. And today's episode is going to be on an analogy that I like to use that puts things into perspective a little bit. It's part of my upcoming book, which will be out in the next few months. I'll keep you posted on that. But it helps us see ourselves as who we are rather than who we think we are, or who we think we should be. And I use the analogy that as we come into this world, we know that we come in as these pure, innocent beings. You know, you look at a newborn baby and you see how pure and innocent and joyful, how much joy they bring us. You see that in them. It's very hard for anyone to not smile or be touched when they see a newborn baby, because we, in that moment, start to recognize our own purity, our own innocence. We remember back at how beautiful we were as babies. And so I like to think of it like we come into this world similar to one of those beautiful clear light bulbs, not the opaque ones, the beautiful clear ones where you can actually see the dancing filament of light on the inside. And that's how I see us as we come into this world. And then what happens is we get impacted by different things. We get impacted by our birth, by our parents, by the people in our life, by our situations, by what we're surrounded by, our experiences. And in that, we get people put their fingerprints on our light bulb. They leave a fingerprint or more. Our parents do, our teachers do, our experiences. And sometimes we even, if we're up against something that's too much for us, we will even put our own protective coating around, sort of a survival mechanism in place. And I liken that to making our light bulbs opaque. We do it voluntarily because we need to protect ourselves somehow. And then as we continue to go through life, more and more people touch that light. They touch that and they leave their fingerprints. Sometimes their fingerprints are dirtier than other times, depending on the situation, the purpose, the person, you know, what's involved. And as we go through life, the more and more people touch us, and depending on how we're touched, we start to see ourselves less as light and more as those imprints, as how we've been touched. So we stop seeing who we are and we start seeing who people think we are or who we think we should be. And it's only, you know, if you're lucky in midlife, if you're really lucky earlier than midlife, but you get to a point in your life where you realize, wow, what happened and how did I get here? How did I get to this point in my life? And I remember I used to love to do this. What happened to that? I used to play a lot more. What happened to that? We get to a point where we recognize that something's not right. And as we do that, you know, people sometimes call it a midlife crisis. And they may go out and do something or buy something, you know, thinking that that's going to be the solution when it really isn't. What the solution is to reconnect with that light that's inside. But you have to start believing that that's who you are. And that's why there's so much personal development going on right now. We're getting to a point where people are getting more and more conscious to that. If you Google finding my life purpose, you're going to get millions of results because people are looking for that right now. They're realizing something's not right. And they're going back to finding out who they are underneath. And by personal development, they start to take away those imprints. They start to clean off their own light and get clearer and clearer on who they are underneath and what they've come here to share and who to be, what they've come here to do. And it's interesting that in my life's path, this is where I came to as well, and that's why part of my website at MarilynForman.com is for adults who are waking up to that brilliance again. They want to get find that in themselves. So I have a course, you know, to uncover that, finding out what your purpose is and who you are underneath and taking away some of those imprints. And it's what my nurturing brilliance is, why I'm so passionate about nurturing brilliance, is keeping that light in our children, making sure that we don't put dirty fingerprints on our children's light bulbs. And we're going to do it because of how we grew up. We're still seeing through our dirty light bulbs. And so, you know, you can't beat yourself up for having those moments of doing things wrong, but you can clean up those fingerprints by apologizing, by cleaning up the situation, by doing something different. And that way you're cleaning up any mess you've left on your child as well as yourself. So that's what we're all about at Waking Brilliance and Nurturing Brilliance. And that's what my up-and-coming book is going to be about. Hope you'll stay with me. I'll keep you posted on that. But in the moment, right now, in everything you do, remember that you are that beautiful dancing filament on the inside of that light bulb. You are the light, not the fingerprints. And when you're interacting with your child or any children or anybody out in the world, be conscious of how you're impacting another person. Be conscious of what you're doing to their light bulb. It's the same as my self-esteem meter. Be conscious of how you're affecting another person's self-esteem as well as your own. I hope this has been really helpful. You can find a blog about it again on my site. And I hope you have an absolutely brilliant day. Bye for now.